Right, good afternoon. We'll resume the hearing. Back to you.
Have here Mr. Bayliss, the next witness.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Just pause there, just getting this.
My name is Matthew Bayliss, and I'm the Three Waters Asset Manager for the Gore District Council. While there are a number of concerns related to the management of water, stormwater and wastewater with the proposed Southland Land Water Plan, my evidence focuses on overflows of untreated wastewater for community sewage schemes. Gore District Council owns, operates and maintains three wastewater schemes servicing Gore, Matara and Waikeke. These schemes consist of 103 kilometres of pipeline, multiple pump stations and three treatment plants. The combined replacement value of these three schemes is currently estimated to be $40.9 million. These schemes include a number of engineered wastewater overflows. These wastewater overflows operate during high rainfall events and are a consequence of the schemes being developed over the past 100 years. They prevent untreated wastewater from entering habitable areas, causing public health risks. Due to this, they are considered a necessary part of the Gore District's wastewater schemes. Continual improvements since the 1970s, including the installation and ongoing upgrades of wastewater treatment plants, the removal of stormwater from wastewater systems, and the upgrading of pump stations, has seen these overflows reduced. The Gore District Council is currently undertaking a $3.5 million upgrade of the Ajax pump station and associated pipeworks. This upgrade will significantly reduce the number of overflows from the pump station. Gore District Council's 2015 to 2025 LTP indicates that $16.1 million will be invested in capital upgrades of the council's wastewater and stormwater networks. This will continue to decrease the frequency and quantity of wastewater overflows to the environment. Under the current proposed Southland Water and Land Plan, overflows of untreated wastewater from a community wastewater scheme would be a non-compliant activity. Such a consenting regime would not provide the flexibility needed to improve the current situation from a wastewater engineering perspective, particularly in the short term. Gore District Council is planning for a longer-term solution that will take account of both practical and financial limitations. This would be far better achieved if the proposed Southland Land and Water Plan acknowledged that wastewater overflows from community sewage schemes are anticipated and that a long-term approach needs to be taken to reducing these through utilising a discretionary consenting approach.
Right, thank you. See if we have questions or asks at your end.
Thank you. Just about these overflows, the Chairman did ask the same question of the Invercargill one, but can you tell us what, how frequent these overflows occur, what sort of rainfall event is required, and what steps are being taken to reduce those overflows?
We probably don't have a full understanding of the frequency that they occur at the moment. It's something that we're working on. I'll highlight the fact that it's generally short duration, high intensity rainfall events that cause the overflows to occur. Longer duration rainfall events don't have the same effect. And I guess in terms of the plan to resolve these is the $3.5 million upgrade of the pump station, which is currently underway, and then the $16.1 million over the next 10 years to further separate and improve the network.
But you don't know how often they occur or what kind of rainfall event causes them to occur at the moment, other than a short term. You're talking about intensity, is that millimetres per hour over how many hours or something?
Yeah, so that's not a good understanding. We don't have a good understanding of exactly what would cause one to occur.
So So how would you design the new ones to reduce that you don't have that information, or are you going to be getting that information?
I mean, with the likes of the Ajax pump station upgrade, we've designed that to overflow for a 1 and 2 year event. And it's a matter of where we do the upgrades. We can then determine that, but we don't have a good understanding of the existing situation.
So the future, in the future then, will that be less than 1 and 2 years, or will it be?
Yes, so the Ajax pump station, it will initially be designed for a 1 and 2 year overflow event, but with further upgrades throughout that catchment, we expect to reduce that to a 1 and 10 year over time.
Thank you.
Just on the Ajax pump station, is that the main pumping
station? No, it's a terminal pump station. It just takes the wastewater from the western area of Gore. The main pump station is located at the wastewater treatment plant, but this new one will pump directly into the ponds.
So the other pump stations, are they requiring upgrade as well, ultimately?
I guess ultimately everything will be upgraded as it comes to the end of its useful life. The Ajax pump station was identified as being under capacity and requiring immediate replacement. I guess it's anticipated that through upgrades of the network, we can reduce the amount of stormwater getting into our wastewater network, reducing the requirement to increase capacity of pump stations.
So I suppose what I was really looking for, the others don't have the problem of overflow that is occurring in Ajax.
That's correct.
Yeah, I know in your preliminary submission you state that 78% of the pipe wastewater and 76% of the pipe stormwater has got a life of about 30 years in the Gore GGC. So the current activity with the 15.25 and the 16.1 million, that's replacing some of that, or the figure that you've got mentioned is on kind of on top of that? Just trying to understand what you're saying here.
The renewals is included in that.
Right, so that's starting to address that issue of life. And then is it, I guess 2025 is a little bit away, but it's an expectation that another tranche of that replacement work will take place after that.
Yeah, certainly. So it's certainly not anticipated that we'd stop at the end of that 10-year
period. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just clarification, I presume that the Ajax pump station is where Matara Valley is coming in. Is that correct? Different place?
No, Matara Valley Milk Factory is coming in with a completely separate pipeline, and it will discharge into a completely separate wastewater treatment system that's currently being built.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, my understanding is that by upgrading this pump station, that stops an overflow at that pump station, and you're effectively taking the catchment to another place, which is the ponds that you've indicated. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So the overflow from your main ponds is something that you would be considering in your capital structure expenditure, and I presume that those ponds are running relatively full all the time, so they're basically at capacity all the time. That's how they work. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, there's a certain level of there's various levels that we can operate the ponds at. So we aim to operate them at a lower level while ensuring that we get the required treatment, but it does provide us with some buffer capacity during a rain event. I guess in that $16.1 million of capital upgrades, there's a portion of that which is directly related to separation of stormwater out of our wastewater network. And so the more work we do around that, the less rain will gets into our wastewater ponds and the less overflows into the river.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
A few questions. I take it from your answers to Commissioner Rodway that you don't know how many overflows you have each year?
No.
Do you know what your wet weather picking factor is for your wastewater system?
No, I'd have to.
Do you have any dry weather overflows?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
Obviously, apart from if there was
a blockage
or broken.
Yeah, so apart from blockages.
I believe there occasionally was some from the Ajax pump station, but we're resolving that with the upgrade.
Yeah. Does the District Council have an inflow and infiltration identification and remediation program?
We certainly inspect our pipelines via CCTV inspection, particularly if there's an issue now. And where there's significant infiltration, we put a plan in place to address that.
So that's in response to an event or a leakage or a complaint, or is it just a regular inspection program?
Yes, it's generally if there's an issue observed or anything like that. I'll follow up with the Ajax pump station. We're planning to put in flow monitoring, which we don't currently have on that pump station, and that will allow us to get a much better idea of the amount of infiltration occurring in that network, which will then allow us to put in a plan to address it.
For your urban areas, do you have a trade waste bylaw?
Yes, we do.
Do you take any inspections on industrial and trade sites in terms of stormwater management?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right, that was the end of my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.